Why do we love the cross of Jesus so much? Why do we give reverence to the cross? Why do we adore the cross? It is because in the cross of Jesus there is our salvation. From this cross flows all the graces and blessings there is. So therefore, whenever our Holy Mother Church gives her blessing, she makes use of the sign of the cross. Be faithful, and this Good Friday is the saddest day of the whole year. It is because today it was when our Lord's work of redemption was finally consummated, and he gave his ghost on the cross and was buried. And today, even though it's a sad day, it is also a day of hope. It was on this day when the mortal and the most crucial blow was given to the greatest enemy of mankind, which is pride. Dear faithful, pride is the most dangerous enemy of all time. That is much more dangerous than wars, diseases, hunger, or poverty, all which enrage in this world are. It is pride which has been the condemnation and doom of so countless angels and men. These who fell victim to their own pride, they desired to be like gods. And so it continues even today, after so many millennia since the fall. We hear and we lament the conquering wars, the raising lawsuits, and men being judges of life and death. All this result from pride, the desire to be like God, or to be even higher than God. But it is on the cross of Jesus where the pride on this day suffered a devastating defeat. The one man in the whole world who was innocent, the one man who had nothing but love, compassion to the world, the one man who didn't deserve to die, the one man who was God incarnated himself, he was put to death because of pride. But little this mortal enemy of mankind knew that doing this, namely putting our Lord to death, the pride was scheming its own defeat. It was through this most painful and shameful death that our Lord overcame and conquered pride. In truly, it can say that it was pride who truly suffered death on Good Friday. Dear faithful, in the Holy Cross of Jesus were crucified all the sins of men and all the pride of the world. We truly know that, as we hear every day, that the wars, diseases, poverty still are rampant in our today's world. But because of our Lord's dying on the cross, we know that all these tribulations, which are a result of pride, all those are doomed to lose. We, even though we are overwhelmed and happy with the great hope of salvation, because our sins have been crucified on the cross, we also on this day feel sorrow and maybe even a little bit anxiety over the fate of the countless souls in today's gloom world. After all, if God punished his own son who was innocent, how severely will he punish those unrepentant sinners who stay in the clutches and in the lures of pride and who are doomed to perish together with that? That is truly a horrible thought. That is truly a sad thought. And today, when we, even though we have a hope, even though we have, even in the midst of this sorrowful day, we have a joy because we know that Christ has conquered death. We feel the sorrow today because of all of those countless and countless souls still who are in the midst of the pride of the world. Should we truly be moved to tears in thinking of this, in thinking of the horrible punishment which waits for those souls? And shouldn't it be even more sorrowful to think that every single one of those souls, God has given grace to repent? God has given grace the possibility and everything necessary that they would turn from their evil ways and cling closely to the foot of our Lord Jesus Christ, cross. But we who feel sorrow of our Lord's death today, we should not feel mere natural sorrow about the sins of the world or about why that he suffered so horrible death. We should also feel sorrow for our own sins. Today, on the darkest day of the year, we should weep with Our Lady, and we should ask God the purgative tears that those might cleanse us, that on this day, which is the day of mourning, we might be truly sorry of our sins, so that on tomorrow, when we can again receive Holy Communion, we would truly be his worthy disciples, we would truly be his true children, we would truly be those souls who have been redeemed by his precious blood. We today worship and give honor to Holy Cross, because our only hope of this world, our only expectation, our only joy is in that cross, because on that cross our Savior was crucified, on that cross and also our Redeemer was crucified. And even though that cross is the object of reproach, it's the object of shame to the sinful world, for us Christians that is truly the banner of victory. That is the banner of a victory which has conquered over sin, which has conquered over the doom and gloom of the world. And it is most of all the banner which has conquered pride, the pride which was the origin of all the bad things there has ever been in the world, and which suffered its mighty defeat when our Lord died. And today, let us be sorrowful for our own sins. Let us be sorrowful of the sins of those who are still trapped in the pride of the world. But also, let us be joyful. Let us expect the resurrection of our Lord tomorrow and say prayer for our sake, for our friends and relatives' sake, and also for all those those sinners who still dwell in the world, that everybody would realize and would get that grace of God to see that there is no hope in this world except in the cross of Jesus, in the cross which conquered pride and the cross which has gained for us salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.